All right, it is Saturday, November 14th,
and we are in Hill City, Kansas with Perlina Moore. All right? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's get started. Why don't you just talk about where you grew up and the church that you went to there, and we can go from there.
You just left Nicodemus, didn't you?
I did.
You know where the church is?
The Baptist church.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Right off the highway there. You seen a pump out in the corner of that. That's where I was born.
Oh, okay.
The house is down though. And the church, the old church right next to the new one there.
Okay.
That's where I went to church there.
What, do you remember what year that church was built?
The old church?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not for sure. 18, I'm not for sure. 1887 or 88, somewhere along there.
Okay.
But it started out with a dugout, and then they built over it. Mm-hmm. And then in the new church, I forgot what year it was built, right next to it there. But we had a pastor here that helped build it, Reverend L.C. Alexander from Wichita, but he's dead. His wife should live in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I went to Sunday school, in the old church there. And I even taught Sunday school with the little kids.
Uh-huh.
When I was coming up, Gail Alexander, he was one of my students. And I couldn't read too good, but he would help me with the words. He was a good reader.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew all the kids, you know, around me.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of kids then. I went to that schoolhouse. You saw the school over there. That was where I went to school. First grade, second, third up to my eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went from there to Bogue.
Okay.
And from Bogue, I graduated from eighth grade up here at the old schoolhouse here. You see the schoolhouses up here?
I think so.
It's the old well. I don't know what lime brick, whatever it is. That's junior high.
Okay.
But I graduated there in the eighth grade and went back to Bogue,
mm-hmm,
to high school all about a year. And then from there I went on to Denver. And from Denver, I graduated in Denver in 1948.
Okay.
And then I got messed up, got married. Left, went to Omaha, to Lincoln. Lincoln, Omaha, and on over to Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of there and come back home. I wasn't married, though.
Got when you left?
There. Come on back to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And then I married Don, 1952. Have four kids.
Okay.
And I'm stuck up here now.
When you moved around to all those places, did you stay with the Baptist church?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I went to various churches after I met, you know, different kids,
mm-hmm,
different girls. We'd go to their church. I'd go to this church. But my auntie belonged to the church, and I joined there,
mm-hmm,
in Denver. And from there on, back home.
Mm-hmm.
Been at the Baptist church ever since.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I think I forgot when I joined church, 1939, 41, somewhere along there.
The one in Nicodemus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was 11 years old, 10 years old, when I joined church.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that the certain age that you had to be?
No.
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 That's just when you decided to make the decision?
I was singing in the choir. My auntie had a junior choir. She always played for the junior choir.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had several other young ladies that played at the church. After she married and left, different ones would come back. Johnella Kirtley was one of the piano players. And come on down to Let's see, it's trying to think. Sharon Gill. Gill at that time was playing for the little choir. We sang on TV over there in Hayes. First time we'd been on TV, that's when Reverend, Reverend Allen was. Alexander, I guess it was. Or Alexander. Or Allen won. Because he was a musician too, Reverend Allen. But they're all dead.
So when you did you travel to Hayes and they filmed you on TV there, or they brought cameras to the church in Nicodemus?
No, we went to Hayes travel.
Okay.
In cars.
Okay.
Loaded up and went over there. And they put us on TV.
That was
First Baptist exciting. Church, Nicodemus, Kansas.
Do you remember when that was?
19... You see, I graduated in 48 in Denver. 4 years back, 40. Well, that'll be 40, what?
Four?
44, 41 or 42, somewhere along in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that just came to be because of the pastor was so into music?
Mm-hmm. Had a chance to be on TV.
So what were some of the other activities that you did as a child in the church?
Well, we had Sunday school, morning worship, BTU, they called it at that time, Baptist Training Union, at 6:30. We went back to, we was at church all day on Sundays at that time. But when I went to Denver, I kind of got away from it because very seldom they had evening services. Okay. But we had all those services. When I went to, when we left from Demas, we called it Demas, Nicodemus, went out there, well, we were used to going to church, you know. Mm-hmm. And when they said social, we said, oh, we're sick of social, because that was what we called it at church. You know? Mm-hmm. And the social they was talking about was dancing, you know, for the kids after school on Friday nights. They had a social. Mm-hmm. They go to this different one school, Whittier, and that's where they dance. Well, that's what I was hunting for, because I love to dance. Yeah, but we had a good time. And they said social. I said, oh, no, we don't want to go. And the folks were right across from the street where we lived with my auntie, my grandmother, and three, four of us. Mm-hmm. And these girls next door across the street, they were twins. And another girl stayed with them, their cousin. And they tried to get us to go to the social. And we wouldn't go. We said, oh, no, we don't want to go to no social. Because we thought that was church, you know. And finally we went. And that's where we was wanting to go. Because I like to dance and I love music.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a big time.
And they didn't have anything like that in Nicodemus?
No, only the first of the July, our homecoming time.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they had the celebration. But at that time, it was down in the Grove. The Grove was all down now, farming down there.
Mm-hmm.
There's trees, and we used to go down there. It looked like every time homecoming time come, the last of the month of July,
mm-hmm.
it would rain, and the old creek would get up. So we had to go way around another way to get to the Grove. But those were the days, but that was the entertainment we had going to the Grove, you know,
mm-hmm.
picnic.
So after you left Nicodemus and then you came back to the same church, was there any major differences or things that have changed during the time you were gone?
No, not the same.
Mm-hmm.
We just had preachers, different pastors.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I think we had around... Since I've been going there, about 10 different pastors. Because
okay.
I missed out on some of them because I was in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
But Reverend W.G. Williams, he was a minister when I left the last time there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was a minister then. And I came back. And when I came back again, we had Reverend Allen. Mm-hmm. He was over at Garden City. After he left Nicodemus, he went to Garden City. And I think he was our last minister. But we had ministers, different ministers, you know, that mm-hmm. came in and out. Most of them are all dead. Reverend W.G. Williams, now, he was there when we were in our teenager mm-hmm. year, but he just passed here this year he passed.
Was there one that was maybe your particular favorite for some reason, or?
Well, he were, because they were young, mm-hmm. and they had a little boy. Jerome was, well, see, I think he was born here, the first minister that came that had a child. Was he born here? Reverend Allen had some children, and they had two that were born here. But we was stuck on him. You know, teenagers, you get stuck on older. And you had zoot pant clothes, you know, the latest. And we was kind of stuck on him. Mm-hmm. He left here with zoot pants, and when he left, from Demas, he had patches on his clothes. He's kind of poor folks, you know. But he stayed here a long time until he was nominated as a moderator of the district. Okay. So he left. He just died here last year. We've had four ministers to die in the last 4 years. That word from Nicodemus. Mm-hmm. Reverend Allen, Reverend Elsie first, Reverend Allen, Reverend Crawford, and then Reverend W.G. Mm-hmm. before. Yeah, I knew all of them. Reverend Houston, he was a minister. I joined church under him. He had most candidates, 41. We were to get baptized down on the river, the creek, right? Well, going on. They baptized in the river at that time, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was sick and I didn't get to get baptized that Sunday. So I was baptized up here in Hill City where the bank is, mm-hmm. right, coming into town. Mm-hmm. Used to have a church there. And my Uncle Chet, Reverend Williams, he was pastor in that little church, but that's where I was baptized, in a pool.
How old were you?
I tried to drink up the whole water. I was 11.
Okay.
About 11 years old. Okay.
Is that kind of common in the Baptist faith to wait till you're old, like around that age to baptize, or some people baptize as babies?
Oh, some of them baptized. Mm-hmm. Some joined earlier.
Okay.
But I was 10 years old. Sure I was, because I come out of the choir. I never will forget that feeling I had. And I just cried and screamed. And then I tried to drink all that water up when I was baptized in that pool. But those were the days. And my grandmother, I was raised with my grandmother because she had 12 kids. My mother died when I was 6 months old, so I didn't know my mother. Mm-hmm. But my grandmother raised me with her kids, 12 of them, so it made 13. Two left out of that 13. Oh my God. And I sang with, we had a group, the Williams Sisters. Mm-hmm. And Angie probably told you about them. No, she didn't. Well, Williams Sisters, we used to go around different places, all the little places, Norton, Paradise, I think, back over there by Norton. There's a little place there we sang. And I never will forget when my auntie was, when we started singing, "Didn't It Rain?" And I mean, it rained. We like not got out of North and it was so muddy, you know, because at the time they didn't have good roads. Mm-hmm. But we sang over there and it took us, I never will forget that Sunday because it was shiny and nice. And we went to Norton and my auntie said, "Oh, you so old timey. It's not gonna rain, it's not gonna storm." I said, "We better take our coats." because it's gonna rain, and sure enough, it did. And we didn't get home till 2 or 3 o'clock that morning.
Oh my God!
Because it was so bad. But we went on different tours. I didn't get to Minnesota with them because I was in Denver at that time. Mm-hmm. But they sang all around. Up in Minnesota, Denver, we sang out there several times. Because two of my aunties lived there in Denver at that time. Mm-hmm. Aunt Theresa and Aunt Emma. And Ernestine, she lived in Nicodemus. She's out on the farm. But we'd always practice sometimes on Sunday evenings. Always had food because we wasn't allowed to do no cooking or nothing on Sundays. We got mm-hmm. our food and stuff together on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. No work, no sewing.
So you're very observant.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. But got away from that after you get older. But we always had plenty of food, and it always come because Ernestine had to get back home because her husband, she's married to a real old man, and had to get back, milk the cows, and they'd leave dishes stacked from here up to the ceiling on there. So me and my grandma would get in the kitchen, clean up. Luella lived right on the highway 24. She used to live right there where it's the sign where Ernestine had a restaurant, and she used to live there. And then Alberta, she lived up here in Hill City. Charizetta was right where Billy Bates and them lived, right in there somewhere, right across from where our home place was, right okay. back at the church there. Mm-hmm. But we always had big dinners on Sundays. Kids. Mm-hmm. Charizetta had 6 kids. You see, she had the 2 boys and 4 girls. Or 3 boys. Jamie. She had the 2 boys and 4 girls. Mm-hmm. She had 6 kids. I always wanted 12. And I had 5. Well, I had 4, but I had a miscarriage. One. 3 boys and 1 girl. My daughter works for me up here. Yeah. And Aunt Mudhead, now Virgil Jr. is living, but he lives in Nicodemus. I think they left yesterday going to Denver because one of their sons was in a car wreck. And they were going out and they might stay for the winter because he's not too well. Mm-hmm. And Juanita, she's had cancer. And so they was planning on going to Denver for the winter, but he didn't want to go for the winter. But I think they left going out to check on their son. But they have 12 kids. I think one of them, they've got one. No, all of the kids are living. But his mother had 14. They had 12. I always wanted a dozen. Well, I didn't know where babies come from. I thought the star broke. But that's the biggest lie. That stark and that blanket holding my baby. I really believe that. And I wanted 12 kids. But after I found out about that, you didn't know where they come from or how they go. I soon learned. But those were the good days, I call it. But I always loved kids, babies, and old folks. That was always my bag.
When you were growing up in Nicodemus, was the Methodist church still open then?
Mm-hmm.
It was?
Yeah, we used to go down there.
Okay.
You know, at one time, there the Catholics, the Methodists wasn't allowed to mix with the Baptists. Mm-hmm. But before I left, they were all coming in.
Why was that they tried to keep them separate?
I don't know whether it was a religion or what there was going by or what. But I know at one time they didn't want no Methodists over there to the Baptist church mm-hmm. and the Catholics because we had some of all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they soon changed.
Were you there when the Methodist church closed?
Uh-huh.
And why did it close?
Well, Reverend Wilson was a minister. And he died.
Okay.
And the older folks, some of them, they moved away, you know, and then they died out. I don't think it's about Maxine Green. I think her folks, they used to go to the Methodist church. And I think that's about the only one that's living that went to that church. But she's a little younger than I am, a year younger than me, 2 years younger than me. But I remember when they used to go to church there, and Nivens is up here. They used to go to the Methodist church. And then they came over to the Baptist church after it closed. Mm-hmm. But Reverend Wilson died, so I don't remember them ever having another minister. I remember him because he used to run the post office after my grandmother ran it for a while. My Auntie Emma ran it for a while. Like down there up from the hall in the blue house. Mm-hmm. You seen the blue house there?
I think so.
Well, it's right across from there. It's where the post office used to be.
Okay.
I can't think of, because my cousin owns that house now. Mm-hmm. Ada Bates used to. And Ada and Alvin used to own it, but after they died, well, my cousin bought the house. Mm-hmm. He lives there now.
Did the ministers with the Baptist Church, did they also have other jobs in town, or were they just...
Well, Reverend W.G. worked up for the railroad. He worked down there for a while. Reverend Allen, he played the piano. I don't think he had a job. Oh, yes, he did. He worked at the grocery store. Reverend Houston, the older folks, they didn't have no work. They just, you know, done whatever they could do around there.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, I never will forget, she used to make soap out of those little soap weeds. Mm-hmm. I remember her. Because she sang in the choir, led the choir, and she's a big woman. I can hear her singing now, How I Got Over. But those were the days.
Do you remember how they raised enough money to build the new church?
Well, they had, what do they call it? Someone donated so much.
From the offering, maybe? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what they wanted to give, kind of a, I can't think of what they call it. At once they had some kind of doings called God's Acre, God's Little Acre,
mm-hmm.
and they give so much money. But most pledges, most of them, the pledges that they gave. That's how they started on the church. Kept building up. It started that way back.
So it was mostly facilitated by the people in Nicodemus, mm-hmm. just giving mm-hmm. what they could?
Yeah. My uncle and Reverend W.G. wasn't here, Reverend Allen Alexander. Reverend Alexander and my uncle, Reverend Chester Williams, they done a lot on that church. L.C.'s the one, Reverend L.C.,
mm-hmm.
he did. He'd done a lot of building because he was a builder. Mm-hmm. He had to build things.
So was there quite a lot of volunteering then, too?
Yes, yeah. the deacons and the men of the, around there, they kind of pitched in and helped. Mm-hmm. And then they had a man from, Kansas City or Wichita, a builder, a block. Builder.
Mm-hmm.
So they hired him and he came out and done the blocking work. Build a new church.
I know that there's not a large population in Nicodemus anymore, but did the majority of the town attend church?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Most everybody belong to church, come to church. We had folks. Well, Nicodemus Township run clear up here to Hill City line.
Okay.
And most of those folks up here, the Joneses, they lived way up on this end. They was the furthest away, but they'd come down there to church.
Mm-hmm.
And folks from Bogue, we had people that lived over there. They came over to the Bemis church. But different, all around, people from Stockton, Kansas, and DeMar, because DeMar folks, they belong to the Methodist church, the Reeses, they used to go to the Methodist church.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd come over to our church. And then Plainville had folks down there, strung everywhere. They'd come up, the Daniels, Reeses, and Thomas's. They'd come to Demas.
Do you have any idea how many people attend that church now?
That attend there now?
Mm-hmm.
I think about 40-some are our record.
Do you still go down there for church?
Uh-huh.
You do?
Okay. Yeah, because my daughter brought me up here from down there because I had to get out of my house, my own room, because it was leaking and the mold
mm-hmm.
was getting me down. I ended up having a heart valve in my heart. And then here, a year ago, we had a knee replacement.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hobbling yet. But I go down there. Sometimes I go up here because she belongs to Melita's church. She used to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
But she started out up here. She's studying to be a pastor, a preacher. So I go down there sometimes. Talk about storming, and they've got, we always have third Sunday dinner down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they having third Sunday dinner up here, but kind of a Thanksgiving dinner. So I can't be at both places. And if it's going to storm, I know I'll be up here.
Mm-hmm. Are there any children out there now that go to that church? Are there any little kids?
Well, we've got some Natina and her kids, they live up here. They come down sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jackson's and Clark's.
Mm-hmm.
Esther's got two grand little sons.
Is there enough? Do they still do a Sunday school program? Or
okay.
Do they do Sunday school for the kids? Are there enough?
Yeah, we have Sunday school.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Every okay. Sunday. But sometimes the kids is not there because
mm-hmm.
Esther, she's the manager of the historical, I mean not historical, the housing.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And her son is married to a white girl and they have two little boys.
Okay.
Both of them's walking now. One of them's, if he goes to school next year, I guess it is, another baby, he's about a year old, 2 years old, going on 2 years old. And then we had some other folks move back up, come back up, and they come over. They got some kids. But it's not like it used to be. We used to have lots of kids.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have 32 kids that belonged to the school over there. In that one building, schoolhouse,
mm-hmm.
I was one of them.
Well, so do you eventually just see the church and maybe the town itself just kind of disappearing?
Well, it seemed like it is, and then sometimes it looks like it wants to build up. Everybody, and these storms keeps happening in California where all our folks are and washing away all these places. I always dreamed that that place going to fill up one day.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I dreamed. I said, we'll get a new church, and sure enough, I lived long enough to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, one of these days this place is going to be running over because there ain't nowhere else for people to go.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of land out here. So I don't know. I might not be around to see it, but but I believe it's going to build up. They're trying to hold on, a few of us.
Do you think they'll keep the old church? Is it a historic building now?
Well, they're fixing it up and going to make what does everyone do up with it? They've done quite a bit of work on it.
Uh-huh.
But inside, it's got to be fixed. They want to keep holding on to it.
Well, will they open it up and use it for something, or is it just going to be kind of like a museum?
Yeah, use
like
it
a...
for maybe for dinners.
Okay.
You know, because they can add on from the new church and the old church
and
in between
them.
There and go mm-hmm. right on in there. But they've been working on that. One day. But I've been in that church lots of times. We used to quilt on Wednesday mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I never could use a thimble. So the lady said, oh no, you can't quilt. And my quilt's over at the historical place that I made. Mm. Have you been over there? Where
I didn't go inside.
Didn't go,
yeah.
I've got two quilts over there. And one of them I've done
mm-hmm.
the month of the year. It's got a flower on it. And the other one is a flower of the state. It's a big old quilt.
Mm-hmm.
But they were over. I gave them to Angie to put on display. But I was 21 years old when I done that all by hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't use no thimble. I stopped sewing and went to crocheting.
So did the church have like groups like that, like your quilting group, where you would meet to do things
on
throughout
Wednesdays,
the week?
We'd have our lesson, and then we'd go into quilting for different people that wanted to quilt.
Mm-hmm.
Finished. And we've done a lot of quilting.
Were there other groups besides the quilting group? Or was there...
We just quilted,
yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
But we used to have mission on Wednesdays and quilt.
Mm-hmm.
Choir practice Wednesday night. And what else did they have?
Were there any groups for the men?
Yeah, they had a men's group. My auntie just died, 106 years old, and she played for the men.
I read about that in the Hill
mm-hmm.
City paper. I didn't realize
I've got
that was your
pictures
aunt.
Of dead folks. Oh, mercy. These, I told my daughter to get me another book because I got another load of them. Pictures out of the paper of the kids and
mm-hmm.
different things they went to school.
Right.
But I've got a picture of the Williams sisters, but they're all gone but me. One of those books. And, but we used to quilt Wednesdays, have our lesson, and I'd go because I always stayed around the older folks. I love to be around them.
Yeah.
And I started having babies. It looked like I'd get to church and then the older, they want a nurse. I nursed all of them,
mm-hmm.
all but one. And that was a baby boy. He had to get on a bottle, and most of the time I'd go off and leave the bottle at home.
So your kids were raised in the church, too?
Mm-hmm.
Did they stay with the Baptist church after they, you know, went mm-hmm. off on their own?
Well, Dennis, my oldest child, he's down there. He goes to church there yet.
Okay.
My baby boy is up here. He hasn't been to church in quite a while because he went to Arizona. I've been out there when he graduated from school, Arizona, and then the second boy, he's sick, he's in Laurinette Hospital. He had a car wreck, totaled his van, so he's back in Laurinette again. And then Twyla, of course, she lives up here,
mm-hmm.
two of them lives up here, baby boy, and Twyla, they live up here. I just left here this morning doing my hair.
Do you have grandkids that are also still at the Baptist Church or?
Yeah, Twyla has three children, two daughters and a son. And the one daughter is in Lawrence going to college. She teaches.
Mm.
And the other girl's in Emporia.
Okay.
And the boy is here right now. And baby boy's got a daughter here. And Dennis's daughter lives in Colorado.
Okay.
Wheatridge. He has three kids. So I've got great grandkids. I'm an old lady. 80 years old. I never dreamed I'd make this age.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. With all my folks, my grandmother died. I think she's about 64. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old my mother was. I'm 16, 17, I imagine. Because mm-hmm. she was next to my oldest auntie, Emma. I don't think Emma was, I think she was in her 70s. And Aunt Theresa, when I had 14 kids, I think she was around 50, 51. Doctor told her she was good for 27 more kids. And I already had 14 because she had a set of twins. So. And Luella, I think she was in her late 60s. I think they made 70. I'm not for sure. And Emma was the oldest, but I don't think she made, I think she was in her close to 70 or somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. But they all died under my age. Mm-hmm. And of course, two of them I didn't know. Uncle Gene, he died. And Charles, the oldest one, I didn't know him. He was up there with my mother. I didn't know him. Mm-hmm. And Charizette and I, and Virgil are the same age. But she died she was 78. Mm-hmm. She'd been dead 3 years or more. That's Angela's mother. Okay. We were all the same age. Virgil Jr., he was 80 in May. I was 80 in February. Mm-hmm. Charizard would have been 80 in April.
All right.
And Harold would have been 80 in June. That's Aura's, one of her sons. And she was 106 when she died. Mm-hmm. Lived to be a ripe old age. And had a good mind. I talked to her that Saturday, I guess it was a call, or Sunday. And she knew my voice. She just hollered, "Teeny!" Last time I got to talk to her. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, she's gone. But her mind was better than all ours together. She had a good memory. She was just a beautiful person, you know.
I bet she saw a lot of things change.
Mm-hmm. 106. She'd have made it to this February, she'd have been 107. And then I got a Dorothy Herndon, she's up here in the home now.
Mm-hmm.
She's 101 today.
Oh, really?
The 14th. But they were all kind of, yeah, that's
and she's from Nicodemus, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she was originally from Kansas City.
Okay.
But she married a man, Garland, and he was born and raised here in Grimm and Count in Nicodemus, I think he was born down here. And then he died, and then she married another man from Kansas City, Herndon. And he died, I think, so she moved back to Nicodemus.
Mm-hmm.
Been here ever since. She used to be a school teacher 2 years when she was a Garland.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter died 2 years ago. Janine. I was just looking at the obituaries. My goodness. All the folks is gone.
Oh, I did. Since you've been with that church so long, have you seen things change as far as, like, the types of sermons that are given? Or even just the way people dress, you know, it was always traditional to wear your Sunday best, and now, well, in at least the larger churches, a lot of people just, you know, wear jeans to church like they do every day.
Oh, most of them here, they're dressed up, you know, wore suits.
Mm-hmm.
I have never saw none of them in you know, clothes that they wore to work or something like that. Mm-hmm. They've always had the best dress on Sunday.
And it's still like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's still pretty traditional.
Yeah. But up here, now they wear just whatever they want to come as you are.
In Hill City?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They don't dress up like they did. You know, all some of the older ones that come up here to Melita's church where my daughter belongs, the older folks, they have suits on, but some of the younger ones, they got their jeans on, mm-hmm. just ordinary clothes. Come as you are.
Does your church still have the choir? Do you still have the choir there?
Yeah, we have a choir. At one time, we had four choirs. That was when I was younger. I had the senior choir, junior choir, and the men's choir, and then a little sunbeam choir. From the men's to the sunbeam. About four sets of choirs. We had quite a few folks at that time. Church would be loaded.
Yeah.
The old church rocked a while, an old one. I can see them marching in now. Always around, I'll say about 15 to 20 in the choir. And at that time, we had a lot of kids here. But they all vanished away, different places.
Yeah. What about the differences inside of the two churches when they built the new one? Were they?
Now, the old church, I remember when they just had two logs and a bench of big plaque, little great big old thick boards across there.
Like a 2x4 or?
I don't know what they call them. They're real thick. And they had, I remember that. Because that old church was changed three times. They had the pulpit was on the side of the windows. And then they changed it and had it on the other side, halfway from that side to the window, and then the window over there, and that's where the deacons sit. And then they changed it back. I remember it was changed three times.
So you really just sat on like a plank of wood?
Yeah, plank of wood on those two big old tree stunts, I call them. Mm-hmm. But that's when they first started out, way back there. I was just a little tot then.
Mm-hmm.
I was always chunky though. But I remember that. Mm-hmm. And then they come up to having benches. I remember chairs in the choir stand. They had benches. I remember when they had chairs. And then they added on to the old church the little bathroom. We used to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, snakes would be out there.
Yeah,
those were the days. And they had a great big old warm morning stove in the church for heat. Mm-hmm. And then they got the old church has a thing hanging up over the ceiling down for heat. And then they got it moved from that to gas. At a butane stove. And then our church, the new church, we got the what is it, natural gas? No gas, but it runs off of butane. But they got heaters,
mm-hmm.
Vents.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of changes. I saw a lot of changes in there.
How long did it take them to build that new church?
Well, it started in after homecoming, I think it was, once they wanted to get it fixed for the next homecoming, and they had to do some rushing. Mm-hmm. But we got it.
But it was done in a year.
I can't remember when it was, what year it was. I just can't remember like I used to.
Well, I just looked at the sign out in front of it today, 92. And I don't remember.
I can't remember when it was. I remember the hall, 1939, when it was built. The township hall. It's the sign on there, but you know I can't. 1877, I think. Way back there, way before my days.
Well, it wasn't. It was around that year that the town itself was founded, I think.
Mm-hmm. So somewhere was, along. Yeah. But I think it started out then at the dugout. What you call it? Home in a down in the ground.
So it was literally they dug out.
Yeah. I think that church started out like that, and they built around it. Because Johnella Kirtley, she always kept with the building of the church. Mm-hmm. She lives in California. One of her brothers in, no, two of them is in California. And one of the other brothers, just reading it the other day, I didn't know he was here for homecoming. I hadn't seen him since he was a little kid. He lives South Dakota or somewhere, North Dakota. And I looked at him, I said, they said, this is brothers. I said, oh my goodness, I read the name Kenny. Kenneth, his name was Kenneth Kirtland. And I didn't get to see him. I hadn't seen him since he was little. I can see him following his dad around in the church, deacon. He's just holding on to his daddy. Little bitty boy. Little fat man. Chubby. I just couldn't believe that. So I miss seeing them homecoming. I miss quite a few folks because I didn't get up there that evening. I went to the Styles show in the afternoon, but I didn't get back that evening. So I miss seeing lots of folks. They all come home during the homecoming.
How many people would you say come back?
Well, at one time, I know it was over 600. You know, the families and their kids. Mm-hmm. Quite a few this year, but I don't know for sure what number.
And that's
it was.
In July?
Uh-huh, the last July.
So then does everybody go to church on Sunday?
Well, some of them has to go get on back to their jobs because they come during the week.
Okay. I just wondered if the vacation. Church could hold that. Many.
Oh, it's really filled up because they have to take the tables down in the new church where we eat and put up chairs. It's always filled up. I don't think we had as many this year because we've lost so many folks. Mm-hmm. We've lost quite a few folks. And most of them have to go back to get back to work. So they leave Sunday morning. Some of them, stay till after church and leave in order to get back. Mostly the ones that live close around, like Denver, Kansas City, they don't go back till after church is over. Mm-hmm. After the dinner, because we always have dinner.
Do you guys have regular funeral services in the church?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We didn't have ours there because it's such a huge family. I had it up here at the Catholic Church.
Okay.
And it was full. Yes, you as well. 3-hour services. Yeah. And then that was just some of the folks. Because it's a large family. I think all her immediate family, because she lost two kids, Lee Everett did. But Harold, his children, wasn't but one of his, two of his kids were here. That's one of her sons. Freddie, he was there, because he'd been in the home. He's over here in the home now. And I don't think all of their kids were here. Because they belong to Jehovah's Witness, and some of them don't go to church, you know.
Well, actually, with that, were did you ever have any of the experiences with the Jehovah's Witnesses who came into Nicodemus to try and find people to join there? Were you ever approached by them?
No. I believe in her family. Most of her kids, Freddie, he belongs to the Baptist church, but she belongs to the Witness up here.
Okay.
But since he's been down and in the home, he hasn't been at church.
Mm-hmm.
He came to his, they brought him to his mother's funeral in a wheelchair. And Verl, Evelyn, and Loreen, four. The two girls, and Freddy and Verl, Harold, five of them. He never died last year. He's been dead about a year. After he passed, well, or they moved her up here. She didn't want to come, but she wanted to go back to the Blue House, she called it, and fried chicken and hamburgers. She loved to cook. Yeah. And she just talked about it up to the last. I'm going to go home. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Blue House. Used to be the hotel there years ago. They called it the Blue House. But she ran a restaurant.
Does the church have a kitchen in it for people to cook in there for the...
Yeah, we have a little kitchen part off in there, a stove in there, and a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the heat up the food, but or it's cooking, they don't do any cooking.
Okay.
They wanted to build that out, that corner.
Mm-hmm.
Add on the... Everybody said, no, we don't need no more room. Our church is going down. But when we have a homecoming, it's not big enough.
I imagine that's a lot of people coming back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going down. We've lost an awful lot of folks.
Are they going to try and preserve the Methodist church, do you know?
They have worked on it. They have worked on it, too. What is it, park rangers? I think it is. They've done, you know, some work on it,
mm-hmm.
like they did the old church, our old church.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of kept it up going.
Is that kind of like volunteer-based, just people from the community wanting to keep, or do they, I mean, I don't know if there's...
They're going to, I imagine, they want to finish it so it can be a historical site for when people come in, they can go in and... Look around.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want to do. But they've done quite a bit of work on the old churches. Because they was going down, mainly the Methodist church.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been inside of it. It's got a lot of work to be done yet. In our church, the old Baptist church, it's in pretty good shape because... But that's what they want to do, is fix it up, you know, so when people come in, go in and look around.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you wanted to share? Or I guess we got through quite a bit.
Yeah, we got through it. Sure. I can't think of that. You said you read about Aura. So
because
they had it in, had a picture of her in